Saint Boniface. He's a bishop and martyr. He's a patron saint of Germany. The first 40 years of his life, Boniface was known as Winfried. He was born in Devon and educated at the monastery at Exeter. And then he joined the Benedictine Abbey at Nursling near Southampton. So he is from kind of our diocese. Saint Boniface is known as an apostle of Germans and is buried at the crypt of Fulda Cathedral. However, his baptismal name was Winfried. I thought there's a Winfried Well, as in Wales. I don't know, maybe name after, I said Winfried. It's not Winifred, Winfried, but Winfried. And he was born and raised in Anglo-Saxon England. He was from an educated family. Again, he entered local monastery as a youth and was ordained a priest at the age of 30. In 716, Winfried sailed to the continent to become a missionary to the people on the Baltic coast of today's northern Germany. He was able to communicate with them because his Anglo-Saxon tongue was similar to the language as of the native Saxon of Teutonic tribes. Winfried was among the first waves of those many Irish and Anglo-Saxon monks who saved what could be saved of Roman and Christian culture in Europe after the Roman Empire collapsed. Winfried traveled to Rome the year after first arriving on the continent, where the Pope renamed him Boniface and appointed him missionary bishop of Germany. After this, he never returned to his home country, England. He set out to the north and proceeded to dig and lay the foundations of Europe as we know it. He organized dioceses, helped found monasteries, baptized thousands, pacified tribes, challenged tree-worshipping pagans, taught, preached, and they held at least one large church council, convinced more Anglo-Saxon monks to follow his lead, ordained priests, appointed bishops, stayed in regular contact with his superiors in Rome, and pushed the boundaries of Christianity to their northernmost limit. And Boniface was indefatigable. He was in his late 70s and still pushing to convert the unconverted. When he was surprised and slain in a remote wilderness, Saint Boniface was well educated, and many of his letters and related correspondence survive. But he was, above all, a man of action. He was daring and fearless. He was a pathbreaker. His faith moved mountains and tossed them into the sea. His labors, combined with his great faith, are the stuff of legend. More incredibly, though they are the stuff of truth, yes, he was a teacher and preacher, but he desired to preach the gospel in a foreign land. In 718, Pope Gregory had to commission him to do so, at the same time changing his name from Winfried to Boniface. In his later years, he worked with King Pepin, the short to reform the Frankish church, and then over 70 years old, set out to evangelize a Friesland, part of the modern Holland, where he was set upon and murdered on 5th June 754. Saint Boniface, pray for us.